So when it comes to three yamim tovim, there's sort of a progression in the way that we relate the bread. So first in Pesach, we start off with the lechem only at the flat matzah. Then we progress to Shavuos, where we have the shteya lechem. And then when it comes to Sukkos, that's sort of like the highest level, where we have the obligation to eat bread in the Sukkah. And what the Sukkah represents is the Maral, the Ashraf explains, it's the place in this world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to sort of enter into his abode in this world. And we're able to elevate the bread to sort of be able to eat the bread in the Sukkah. We're sort of like eating in the miniature Mishkan or Mikdash. So essentially, we have three levels. We first have the Lechem Oni of Pesach, we have the Shei Lechem of Shavuos, and we sort of have the highest level, the highest form sort of Kedusha of the bread, which occurs in Sukkahs when we bring the bread into our Sukkah, which is sort of like a mini Mishkan. So the two questions. So first of all, the first question is like, what's the significance of bread? Why is it that this association of bread with all of the Gemara Yom Tovim? And then the second question is like, why is it when it comes to Pesach? We specifically want to start off the sort of everything with the Lechem Oni. So what's that about? So the Ruach Chaim, the Nefesh HaChaim, the Ruach Chaim Volozhiner, and Tzeva, they both explained the significance of bread is that bread serves as the conduit to connect the Gashmis and the Ruchnis together. So, for example, the Ruach Chaim explains that when it comes to Tefillah and Torah, so that's completely Ruchnis, but the significance of bread is that bread is able to now connect two different worlds together. It's able to connect the physical world together now with the spiritual world. And perhaps the significance in the of bread, therefore, in Gemara Yom Tovim, is that the whole purpose of the three Yom Tovim is also to connect the spiritual worlds together with the physical worlds. And the point is that we're going in ascending order, that the first of all the Yom Tovim, Pesach, we specifically have Lechem Oni. Why do we have Lechem Oni at this point? Because the point is that we can't have an important achash of bread at this point. We don't have the Torah. So since we don't have the Torah, we're not able to properly connect the physicality of spirituality. So the only thing we have left now is just this flat matzah, which is Lechem Oni. It's only when it comes to Shavuos, where we actually receive the Torah, where we're able to bring the Shtei Lechem, we're able to bring a Korban, which is completely bad, because now we're able to connect the physicality and spirituality properly and actually create proper lechem. And that's sort of high, and that's sort of most highlighted, or the sort of reaches its climax in Sukkos, where now we're able to take this bread, and we don't only need it in the Beis Hamikdash, but now we're able to take this bread back to our homes, to the Sukkah, and able to connect physicality and spirituality on the highest of levels by eating the bread in the Sukkah. So to sum up, the significance of bread is that the bread is what connects physicality and spirituality together. And we want to start on Pesach from the lowest of points. We want to start with the flat matzah, the lechem oni, because the point is that without Torah, there's no real significance to bread. And at this point on Pesach, since we haven't received the Torah yet, we're not really able to properly connect physicality and spirituality together. So the only thing we have is the lechem oni.